Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. 92.5 WPKK
Rochester. We have 50 degrees. It is 5:30. We are going to see some rain today, and we are under a wind advisory, says Scott Hetzko in his forecast from 13.m ABC. Good morning. I'm Steve Hausman. Here's what's trending at WBEE.
There does seem to be a bit more interest in the election process at this given point.
He's the Monroe County Election Commissioner, Tom Ferrasi, who is ready for when the polls open in about a half hour on this election day 2018. You are voting in most every town for offices from town board to state rep, governor, and for representation in Congress. Turnout's expected to be perhaps as high as 60%. You have till 9 o'clock tonight to cast your ballot. Two people have now been arrested for the double homicide in SOTUS last month. 25-year-old Charlene Childers and her husband, Timothy Dean, police say were behind the shooting death of Joshua Niles and Amber Washington. Niles and Dean had previously been married. Niles and Childers had previously been married, and she had recently lost custody of their two children. Wayne County Sheriff Barry Virt says Childers is facing conspiracy charges. Dean is accused of the actual killings. Some good news out of Irondequoit this morning. The owners of iSquare are planning an expansion. Owner Mike Nolan says two projects are ready to go, including a new brewery and a 20-unit apartment community.
It's going to be really something special. I think both in a historic building at the Vercruzzi Farm, to a local Irondequoit resident brewer that just brews some awesome beers. We're really looking forward to that.
iSquare recently celebrating some small business success as they welcome their 1 millionth customer at their complex off Titus Avenue. City Hall's experimenting with new parking meters, high-tech meters that allow you to pay for parking using an app on your phone. The city is testing them at two different companies in and around the city. Each has its own app for you to download to pay. Each is also tagged with an address so you can add some input.
TJ.
Yeah.
Could I pay it from in here? Sounds good.
That caravan of immigrants is moving closer. Thousands of Central Americans dreaming of getting into the United States have streamed into Mexico City, bedding down in a sports stadium. They are still hundreds of miles from the border. Looks like Amazon has decided on plans on where to build its proposed second headquarters, and word is it'll be split between two cities. Amazon's not confirming it, but reports say the company will build in Queens and in the Crystal City area of Arlington, Virginia. Those two cities would split the 50,000 new jobs. Amazon did confirm yesterday that everyone who shops with them over the holidays will get free shipping, not just their Prime customers. There will still be one-day shipping for them. All others will have to wait a few days to get their stuff. But Amazon says the offer will continue as long as they can guarantee delivery by Christmas. Sports of the week 9 of the NFL season wrapped up with Tennessee doubling up Dallas 28-14. Bills players take Tuesdays off, so they're off today before they begin working for Sunday's game at the Jets. Emerson Sabres had last night off, and the U.S. Olympic Committee is moving to revoke USA Gymnastics as the governing body of the sport in the Olympics, saying they have botched their own plan to reorganize in the wake of the sex abuse scandal involving former team doctor Larry Nassar. All right, give us a minute. We'll find out if this rain is going to affect your voting today. The forecast is next here at the B.
The holidays are coming, and the tools and the savings that come with them are already here at the Home Depot. If someone on your Christmas list would like some new tools from top brands like Milwaukee, Ryobi, DeWalt, Makita, Husky, or Ridgid, make their wish come true and do it with savings that stretch your holiday shopping even further. This is how you gear up for Christmas. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Rochester weather. Good morning, everybody. Today, a wind advisory for winds that'll pick up out of the southeast. Probably sustained around 30, but gusting to near 50. Especially this afternoon and early evening, that wind advisory expires around 7. We'll also have some rain early today, so it's happening now and should slow down by the midday hours. From the 13 WAM Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Scott Hetzko, and you are on 92.5 The B Morning Coffee Club.
No rain yet. We have clouds here at High Falls. 50 degrees at 5:35. You are up to date at 92.5 WBEE.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.